The Toronto Raptors are a team in need of a jersey redesign. Yes, maybe this is just the opinion of one humble podcaster, but we're going to talk about it nonetheless on today's show, dig into the current state of the Raptors jersey setup, what they can do to improve upon the look. Are there any classics we want to bring back? Are there any new visions that we can bring into play? And we'll talk about it all with our fashion correspondent, our feelings correspondent, and just general all-around wonderful person, Katie Heindel, on today's show. Thanks so much for being here. Get ready. We're talking jerseys, baby.
Oh, like, because when I shot, I expected to make it. So, like, I don't shoot trying to miss.
You are Locked On Raptors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to episode number 1192 of Locked On Raptors for Thursday, June the 9th. I'm your host, Sean Woodley of RaptorsHQ.com. You can find me on Twitter, as always, at WoodleySean. You can find the show at Locked On Raptors. And you can subscribe to, follow, rate, review the podcast on all your favorite podcast apps for the low, low price of On the House. You can also go to YouTube and subscribe for free over there to get the video version of the episodes every single day as well. Good number of people over there. Almost 2,100 folks have signed up to get the YouTube experience, which is 2,100 more people than should be looking at my face every day. But hey, I'll take it. All right, on today's show, we're going to talk about jerseys. It's off-season content time. And look, the Raptors are a team that have had a lot of good looks, a lot of not-so-good looks, and a lot of in-between looks over the years, as most NBA teams have, unless you're like, I don't know, the Orlando Magic, in which you've had one good look that you've never been able to get back to ever again. But we're going to talk about jerseys on today's show and whether the Raptors could use a redesign and our just general feelings on the set that they've got going on right now. And here to do so is Katie Heindel from, God, everywhere, Basketball, Feelings, Dime, A Basketball, another wonderful basketball podcast that you should check out. That I'm also on. It's Katie. What's going on?
Not much, man. I was going to ask you, do you feel pressure to keep your place cleaner the more people subscribe to the YouTube?
Oh, yeah. It's a constant struggle every day. Like, I like to just throw stuff on this couch
it
I have here.
It's very tidy.
It has to be. It's usually, this is, look, Katie, this is the thing, you know, this is the lie we all tell. You know, companies coming over, we clean up so the company has a clean apartment. It's the biggest lie we tell. I tell this lie every single day. This office is stuff strewn about it all the time. You know, you've seen me on this very show throwing little pieces of paper from names I pulled out of the hat for the mid-level madness game. It's a mess in here. But no, I have to keep it good for the background because I don't need people like... I would assume once the numbers get a little bigger, people will start like really kind of find, it'll be like Rate Sean's room for the day or whatever. And I don't need any sort of backlash on the messiness of the state of the room. But anyway, Katie, thanks so much for being here. It's I was going to throw all the jerseys I have kind of strewn about as the bit of the background here, but I chose against that as well because I throw clothes around too much too often. But the Raptors jerseys, Katie, let's start off. We're going to dig into the Raptors jersey set right now. We're going to talk about what we like and what we don't like. And we're also going to suggest some possible alternatives for the future as early as 2022-23. But I guess just sort of a general state of the jerseys type of question for you, Katie, which is a weird sentence, but here we go. Do you like the Raptors jersey set? And I think more importantly, are you concerned about the effect that the Tampa season may have had on the overall sort of vibe around the Raptors jersey set? Because they rebranded just before that year. And I don't know about you, but I find myself constantly just like having flashbacks to horrible games in the middle of February with no fans in Orlando and not really all that much, or I guess it was Tampa Bay, not Orlando, but not really finding myself having any fond memories of these jerseys. Where are you at with the current set the Raptors have?
I think they're due for a refresh, I gotta be honest. I'm kind of over, I know a lot of people like them, and maybe if they redid them in a kind of interesting way, but like the black and gold to me reminds me too much of like the chevron motif, and like the chevron motif is kind of all over everything, and I could actually see that go
Sure.
Like we could say goodbye to the chevron. I get its imagery. I get the pointing north. We got it. We're good. I feel like we can move on. Jerseys are very funny to me because I know a lot of people feel extremely passionate about them. And I definitely understand that from, and like an aesthetics point of view. And I rated them once. I forget what that was for. And like rating anything is so funny to me because it's so fluid. Like it will change the next time. You know what I mean? Someone ever like writes that list or even like a new jersey or whatever comes out. But I always am surprised anew by how angry people get about where you put like the digital camo Raptors jerseys, for example, jerseys of the past on there, how they like slotted into people's memories and importance, I guess. That's going to play like pretty heavily into it. But honestly, this isn't a great thing to say or to think. But when I think, like I have to think about the Raptors jerseys this season, you know, like they don't stick out in like a cool or interesting way to me. So yeah, I'd say that that feels like a good reason to change them because I don't remember them. No, I just mean because they could be more, they could be much more memorable, I think.
Yeah. I think the Raptors kind of fell into a bit of a trap after like with this sort of current rebrand that they've got where like the chevron motif and like the north thing was cool and was novel for a time. And, you know, it was a pretty subtle nod to like the early era jerseys as well, right? Like the Vince Carter era, the purple front, black back, which is my favorite Raptors jersey of all time. Like those had the chevrons on the side. And I think kind of making it more front facing was kind of a neat idea. And building off, I think, the north jerseys that they won the freaking championship in. And like, I think they were trying to capitalize on what they kind of achieved with those as well. Yeah, the living red are faves.
Yeah, that's still my fave. Like, what a good color. Like, what a good color that doesn't really exist, I'd say, anywhere else on the team spectrum within the league. And that's what you want. You want, like, you want to stand out.
Man, yeah, and red. It's like, it's totally a different red than they have right now, too. It's like, it's undeniable that it is. Like it's just like when I, so just a little peek behind the curtain here, all the colors you see on the YouTube on this little graphic here with the red, like we have the hex codes and stuff like that, that we drop in to make it all match when we do our graphics and whatnot. And it is a different hex code for the one from the 2019 championship run. They won the title in game six against the Warriors. And I don't know why they would not go to that beautiful sort of vibrant, vivacious red. And it's kind of like a sadder, more dimmed tone on the ones they have. I also think the fact that they don't have the white chevron and it's the black chevron on their current reds is also kind of a reason why it's a bit of a bummer to look at. As far as the sort of like overall themes of the jerseys, Katie, like, is there one that you kind of wish they would sort of like adopt anew? Like, is there something out there, or is it just kind of like, all right, just kind of totally redo the whole thing, stop going to things that have worked in the past and just kind of like lean into something brand new, kind of new horizons? Or is there an element of past jerseys you would like to see become like the new front-facing element?
I would like to see a purple. I would like to see a vibrant purple, similar to the vibrant red that we just talked about, as the mainstay rather than the kind of flair or accent, you know, as we've seen. Definitely the Raptors have had purple jerseys, but again, I feel like they aren't that kind of extra oomphy purple.
Sure.
That makes sense. So I would like to see that just like full, just like lean into it, you know, be really garish. I don't really actually think purple can be that garish color. Royalty, Prince, the musician, the man, well, great color. So I would like to see that. I wouldn't mind, I may be the sole voice on this, I wouldn't mind them bringing the Huskies jersey back in a way people enjoy more. Granted, I really liked how shitty it looked and how it just looked like
they plucked it right from the 1950s.
Bargain basement. Yeah, like jersey with the really out of shape Husky. I don't know. It doesn't fit the team anymore. It certainly doesn't fit this team. But I liked it. I would like to see. Maybe they could redo that in like a cool nod. Don't make like a crazy authoritarian, like cop looking husky, but like you could maybe lean into like a 90s. The Raptors, you know, are a 90s franchise, their original franchise. I'd say they have that great 90s aesthetic. Mm-hmm. That like was my favorite era of like NBA jerseys and kind of look. Sure. So maybe I'm thinking of like the Piston of that era, kind of the Bucks jersey like logo of that era.
Yeah.
Like
yep.
maybe redo the Husky in like that sort of way. So it doesn't look like a cop. It doesn't look like overly scary. but it's just like doesn't look like an out of shape dog about to keel over. Maybe something like that. I think that's probably it for me. Like I know people like probably the white jersey is my least favorite jersey.
Oh, it stinks. It looks like a practice jersey. It's terrible.
Yeah. So I don't really know how you could liven that up. I'd be cool with like cutting that out. And I think you could replace the black and gold with this like fantasy purple that I'm talking about.
Yeah, they've never really leaned into the purple ever since. Like, they had the 1 year in 2014-15 where they had the purple throwback. Mm-hmm. Then they had the white throwback. And then they had the North Chevron City jersey or whatever the hell we're calling it in the Tampa season that had purple in it. But it was so muted and it was so drowned out by black as well. It was kind of a miss for me on, you know, just like what could have been a pretty good concept and design. And again, just like I like the chevron in theory, have it on one jersey, not all of them, I think would probably be my preference there. I have some thoughts on some elements that should be front facing for the Toronto Raptors, and I will get to those in just 1 second here as we continue our jersey talk on the pod. But before we do that, I should tell you about our friends over at Truebill, who are the app that's going to save you money by helping you cancel the subscriptions that you have forgotten you signed up for or you got to get rid of. They are here to help you with all of those subscription scams that can get you in and then start milking you for money and you just have no way of getting out because you constantly forget. At least I know that's me. I forget all the time when I've signed up for a free trial of something and all of a sudden 30 days later I get a little notification, or even a year later if I've signed up for a yearly free trial of something and I've been like, oh, you've been charged $48 for e-cards for the next year, and I'm like, well, that's a waste of money, but hey, if only I had a way to remember I had that subscription. Truebill is here for that very purpose. Because companies make it hard to cancel your subscriptions, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there whenever you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions as well, so you don't have to. Any product that comes with a concierge, I think, is worth your time and money. Truebill has over 2 million users and has helped save them over $100 million across the board. Don't fall for subscription scams anymore. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. That's Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. NBA. It could save you thousands of dollars. Go check them out. And today's show is also brought to you by NBA Top Shot, the officially licensed NFT of the NBA. Connect with a passionate community of NBA fans across the globe and build your collection with your favorite moments in NBA history. NBA Top Shot is the future of what being an NBA fan looks like. It's part trading cards, part stock market, part fantasy sports with a built-in loyalty program. NBA Top Shot has evolved trading cards and made it easier to buy, sell, and trade by removing the hassle of card grading, shoeboxes, and binders. Their 24/7 peer-to-peer marketplace lets you scroll through all of your favorite players and teams. Once you find the moment you've been looking for, you can buy it in just a couple of clips. If you sign up today at NBA Top Shot, the best way to get started is to get yourself a starter pack. You can pull a moment of a superstar like LeBron or KD, or star rookies like Cade Cunningham, or of course, our pal Scotty Barnes for just $9. Head over to lockedon.nbatopshot.com to start building your collection today. All right, we continue on with jersey talk. Joysies over here. Boy, I'm in a weird mood. Let's continue the thread of what we got into in the first segment there, Katie. The elements from the Raptors jersey history that could potentially be more front-facing. And I will say, the Raptors have, right now, 4 jerseys. The city edition is always a moving thing. It's always some version of OVO. And I will say, the OVO jersey this past year with the actual Raptor on the front was pretty good looking. Like, that was, I think, the best they've done in that category. Although I agree it's kind of tired at this point, though I don't think it's going anywhere because I don't think Drake's influence over the franchise is going anywhere. So we might have just have to live with that one. But The element of the jerseys that I like the most has always been the sort of jagged pinstripes whenever they appear. And I do think the Raptors black jersey that they have right now, with the Raptors kind of arranged in a chevron without actually being a chevron there. You know what I'm talking about. The red trim, the red numbers, which pop really nicely with the white trim against the black jersey. I think that jersey absolutely rocks. It might be like a top three Raptors jersey they've ever had, in my estimation. And I love the jagged pinstripes. I just love that look in general. Katie, you know, we have grander designs, I think, on what things could look like for the Raptors if they just kind of totally refreshed. But when it comes to the black jersey that they use, could you be content if they were just to update their red and their white to kind of match that aesthetic with the pinstripes and the less obvious chevron and just sort of the words arranged in a triangular fashion?
It's hard to picture it from your descriptions.
Sure.
Yeah, that seems cool. I'm going to pull it up because I can't think of what you're talking about, this, like, the chevron specifically.
The chevron's not there. It's just the letters are arranged in a triangular fashion. By the way, I was going to use some video aids and clips of these jerseys on the stream here, but I had some tech difficulties that nearly broke my computer when I tried to upload them. So sorry about that.
Those are cool.
Yeah, they're good looking.
Those are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Yeah, those are decent. I like them better than when it just said, like, we had like Toronto across the front of like the black jersey.
Sure.
Though I will say I didn't actually mind looking at that picture. I'd also pulled up, I think, I don't know if they were last year's OVO, but when it just said Toronto and it didn't have the Raptor on the front.
Yeah.
I don't mind having a jersey that says Toronto on it.
Sure.
I feel like you gotta drop that in somewhere. But yes, I think your artful kind of triangular arrangement, though what those jerseys lack and I think could be added upon is like maybe up the side.
Sure.
You get some of the jagged slashes.
Sure.
Lightning bolts, whatever you want to call them. But don't arrange them in a chevron because that's too many chevrons going on.
The title of today's episode, Too Many Chevrons.
And don't do pinstripes anymore because I hate them.
What, you don't like the jagged pinstripe little?
No, they kind of remind me of the Rockets did that, you know, like in that era.
From your favorite era of jerseys, Katie.
Yeah, but they look too like suit-y, you know, and I hate that look. I think like, didn't the Hornets have some approximation of that too?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think they had more just sort of clear-cut regular pinstripes.
Let's get away from pinstripes.
Okay.
But I do want to find a way to incorporate the zigzags. The shorts had them this year.
Are we calling the zigzags and the pinstripes? Are we talking about the same thing? The zigzags and the pinstripes? I feel like they're the same thing.
Yeah, if you're doing like a vertical zigzag, it becomes a pinstripe to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe you could do the slashes like down the side in a cool way.
Right.
You could do them just like kind of feature them on the shorts almost as like a piping. A zigzagged piping. Have we seen that yet? I don't know. That could be cool.
It could be cool. Yeah. Like a thicker. Yeah. I don't mind that at all. Let's talk about the white jersey a little bit more, Katie.
Okay.
Because this is where I think they've really, really gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It looks even weirder with the shorts because they have like the chevron on one of the legs. Again, too many chevrons. What the hell is going on here with the chevrons? We've gone beyond the pale with the chevrons. But I guess my big hang up here is I don't know why they rebranded their jerseys to begin with, Katie. Like, they win the NBA title in 2019. They have the following season in 2019-20 where they're incredible and they go to the second round, game 7 against the Celtics. They are on a plus 60 win pace in that season. Why did they feel that was the time to be like, you know what? These jerseys aren't really working for us. Let's switch it up. Like, the previous edition of the jerseys, while I had my issues with the fact that there were no jerseys that just said Toronto on them, it was all Raptors, that was my one big gripe, those jerseys looked great. They were simple, but they were classy looking. The font and the letter marks were all great. They didn't really change the fonts or anything like that for this rebrand, and they just changed the sort of, they added more shapes and more chevrons, and it just felt like, why did you not leave well enough alone? Those jerseys were really good. You literally won a championship in them. What was the problem with just keeping well enough alone? Obviously, you know, money is the answer. You want to like get a refresh every 5 to 6 years. It had been 5 or 6 years. So like, sure, but also like keep the same template and then work on the margins, I think, if you're going to change things up. It was just such a perfect looking jersey. One of the better ones in the league, in my estimation. It just felt very silly for them to go and, you know, switch it up in just this very, very ugly and chevron forward way.
Yeah. Money is the answer.
Uh-huh, for sure, for sure.
And always the answer. I don't know. Maybe they was slightly symbolic too. Mm-hmm. Kawhi's gone. That team is gone. You're looking forward. And then unfortunately that kind of comes around to bite you because then you look forward to Tampa. Mm-hmm. I have to say, we haven't brought it up because I think it's like a little PTSD spot in a lot of people's heads. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people hated the Tampa Raptor biting the palm tree. I feel like wait a little while till that's like more in the past and release it in maybe a purple, like a more of a lively color on some pool slides in the summer. Don't put it like, don't put it on a jersey. Don't put it on a shirt or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Just some pool slides. I think that would be cool.
I think you're right in that. It's too close. That season was such a nightmare that I think it's still a little bit fresh in the mind. But it was the season that led to the Raptors getting Scottie Barnes. And if things progress as they seem like they might progress here for the team over the next couple seasons, perhaps we look back a little more fondly on the Tampa season as like the weird lost year that got them Scottie Barnes and thus all of the championship contention that came with it. That's and sure so maybe come, yeah. like a limited run of pool slides with the Raptor biting the palm tree become like a novelty item. People like, you know, go crazy over it. Just a big hype beast item. I could totally see that taking place. Yeah.
I think it could be a better of like some of the past failed experiments rather in jerseys. We've already talked about the digital camo. Mm-hmm. What was the other one? There's like another really ugly one I'm thinking of.
I mean, they had sleeves at one point. That was also camo. Yeah. That was, I went to a game. I got to say, I went to a game one time. It was Raptors Magic in 2014-15. They were wearing the sleeved jerseys with the camo on them. And I was like actively mad sitting in my seat. Be like, this is the game we paid money to see? Like, what the hell is this? This looks terrible. They won the game and all. It was cool. But it was a lot because they were just – and that was the year where they had the purple jerseys. And it was like, oh, we didn't get one of those? That's a real bummer. Let's continue on the thread here and plot the course forward with a little bit more in terms of sturdy ideas of what the Raptors could look like if they do rebrand for 2022-23. I also want to talk about the Huskies thing a little bit more, as I think it's now been, what, 5 or 6 years? I think it was 15-16 where they last had the blue Huskies jerseys, which were a pretty big hit, I think, even though they weren't my favorite necessarily back in that DeMar season where he really went off. We'll get to that in just 1 second. It was 16-17. Anyway, we'll finish up. We'll plot the course forward for Raptors jersey design in just a sec, but first, let me tell you about our friends over at betonline.net, your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, news, and odds, including this year's basketball championship matchup, otherwise known as the NBA Finals. You got the NHL Conference Finals still going in the Eastern Conference between Tampa and the Lightning. You got Major League Baseball rolling, the Toronto Blue Jays hitting everything all over the place. Go put some money on the over in a Blue Jays game. You're probably going to win yourself some bucks. And you've also got the latest fighting news from MMA, UFC, boxing, and more. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering info, including live betting, esports, and more. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action at BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, Katie. So we've talked about the things we like. We've talked about the features we'd like to see front-facing in Raptors jerseys going forward. If the Raptors are to do a rebrand this offseason, which I think it's probably, you know, it's only been 2 years since the rebrand, but I think it's time, as we've kind of talked about, right? There's the bad feelings of Tampa. There's, I think, the understanding that all these jerseys are kind of varying degrees of butt. And there's this sort of new excitement around the team. Scottie Barnes is this, like, total wunderkind. Pascal Siakam has emerged from the ashes as the Phoenix and is playing all-NBA basketball again. Fred VanVleet, OG Anunoby, Precious Achiuwa, Gary Trent Jr. Everyone's very excited about the team again after the season that just happened. It feels like to hit the ground running going into next season with some new looks would be a pretty great way to capitalize and make some of that scratch we're talking about, baby. I can't imagine their jersey sales have been like through the roof with the looks they have. I don't have any of these ones. They're all bad, except for the black one, which I would probably like. But again, I'm kind of holding out hope that they do a full rebrand and I don't have to sort of saddle myself with a jersey that was around for a couple of seasons. Either way, in terms of like base look, fonts, like is there anything from Raptors history you want to see brought back? You've got, of course, the sort of more roundish numbers from the early 2000s era. You've got the numbers that they're still wearing right now, which I think there's nothing really wrong with, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to try to capture elements of the good era of, you know, Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, the early days of Vincent and the crew. Or do you want to just sort of start anew? Just they're green now. They're not. There's a different color. They're green like
that's
scales
the
on a raptor.
I couldn't remember. Yeah. The St. Patrick's Day green jersey.
Oh,
pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, let's all be like the Celtics is a thing that you should never want to say ever. Ridiculous. So Katie, we're putting together the four jerseys for next year. Mm-hmm. We'll assume it's a red, a black, a white, and then a city edition jersey. Let's put these together, shall we?
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
Let's start with the whites.
Okay. I didn't necessarily like the lettering, the numbers and the lettering of that kind of like 20, I feel like it's like 2012 to 2016, maybe. They were like very skinny.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Really kind of tall. Didn't really like that. I like the way that the lettering looks now. I feel like, to your point, it's fine to keep that as is.
That's what they had on the jerseys where they won the title with. Like,
Don't make them like chunkier. Just leave those as is. They look cool. You could figure out a way of like switching the arrangement up. The white jerseys, I don't know, it's tough. How do you like amplify? I get it's like supposed to be just clean. It's tough to know how to kind of amplify them.
If the biggest thing, sorry,
we're gonna do, I was just gonna say, if we're gonna commit to the city jersey being a kind of like that purple we're talking about,
yeah,
you could lend that purple as the kind of accent color on the white jerseys in a more substantial way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good call. Like, I wouldn't mind having like a red and purple, like double line of piping or something like that down the side
piping,
of the white jerseys.
Yeah, not stripes.
Yeah. Like get that piping on the white jersey. You want some trim as well. And I think purple and red kind of works pretty well as like a color sort of contrast situation as well. You could even do like a three striped line on the trim and on the piping where it's white in the middle with a purple and a red on the outside of it. I think maybe that is something you could strive for. And then just like for the front of the jersey, man, just like a classic Toronto. That's all I want is just a jersey that says Toronto on it and it doesn't have to be difficult. It's a very symmetrically friendly word and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Just one jersey with Toronto in their regular set. And I think the whites are probably the one for that because it's the road jersey. When you go to town, people got to know where you're from, baby. So I think that's the one I would try to go with. I guess there's not really road jerseys anymore, right? They just kind of wear whatever color they feel like on a given day, which
but
I actually support.
That back.
I think that's cool.
They could bring back the road. Bring back the road jersey.
When it comes to the reds, like I don't like the idea of having all of these jerseys have the same template necessarily. Like I like mixing it up and having something different for all these mainstay jerseys. With the red, this is the one where you could sort of convince me that maybe they should stick with a chevron because the living red from 2019 was so good. Like if they just updated the living red jersey from the 2019 championship run with Raptors instead of North, I think I'm convinced, like, okay, that's fine. It's red, it's bright, it's got the white background instead of the black on the chevron. If you want to keep the chevron around, I think that's the way to do it. Do you agree?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Okay, good to know. then we move to the blacks, which, again, I think as they stand right now are the best jersey they have, so maybe you leave well enough alone and don't change it up too much, but I think there's something with the design they have right now where you have the zigzag pinstripes, you have the, and they're very faint, which I think is good. I don't want them to be too front facing. You have the red trim, and I love the, like, the red number against the black backdrop. That stuff pops. It's very nice and pleasing to the eye. But is there a way to maybe incorporate a Raptors logo of some kind? Some sort of, you know, one of the classic ones, for example. Maybe like the claw from the mid-2000s era. Is there a way to have a front-facing logo on one of these jerseys? It feels like maybe the black is the one for that.
Put an egg on it. No. make the O an egg. Make the O an egg. No. Maybe you make the secondary color on the black, the purple. Obviously, I'm purple. Mm-hmm. I'm like really purple focused today.
Yes. My concern with that is they did do purple and black in the Tampa season, and it didn't look very good because they didn't have proper trim.
But it was like a weird, demure, like depressed purple. So bring out the lively purple.
And I think you got to have some white trim on it to make it pop against the black. Otherwise, the purple and black are too close and it just kind of bleeds into one another.
Like a thin kind of white banding around the lettering so you can actually read what it says.
One other suggestion that came in from a listener. I'm just going to pull up the message here. I sent you the screen cap of it last night from Cam Hilton, regular question asker on the podcast. Who asked me, let me just go to my message requests here, who asked, can we please, please, please get some feathers? I have children who are really into dinosaurs, and featherless raptors are just embarrassing. Which, as a recent watcher of David Attenborough's Prehistoric Planet, I agree. Raptors had feathers. They had, like, almost wings. It was awesome. They're very cool. So, yes, the scary-looking Jurassic Park dinosaur upon which the team is built didn't have feathers, and that's fine, but it is canon that raptors in fact had feathers. Is there any feather imagery you would like added to these raptors jerseys, Katie? Or just like actual feathers, like what, like why can't we have adornments on jerseys, huh?
I mean, we've got you mean it like that.
Yeah, like just mount some feathers on.
We were talking about like zigzags somewhere on the jersey, so I guess you could rough up the outline of the raptor itself if you wanted to suggest feathers. A tougher sell though, just because you're like, I get it's not anatomically correct.
Sure,
there's archaeologists out there that can speak to that, and our you know, our fans obviously pretty like heated about this. But that's sort of tough. No, I don't think you should add feathers as an accent, like sequins and feathers. No,
I think we need to normalize NBA jerseys having adornments and different accessories on them. I think this is a thing that we should all have now.
Sequins, you know, when you can like rub sequins against the grain or like toward the grain and they flip. That would be a cool feature of a jersey.
I would like that too. I also think like why not have it be like every city, every team has like a feature of whatever their mascot is and part of their, like the Memphis Grizzlies just have very thick bear fur on your obviously fake fur, but have some fur jerseys. Why aren't we getting weird with it? Turn some looks while
it would
you're out
mostly
there,
be fur. It would mostly be fur. You get some gorgeous lustrous kind of hair with the horse mascots. Yeah, like a potent smell of dog for like Franklin and a couple of the other ones.
For the Hornets, they're just dipped in honey and everyone's sticky all the time.
We're onto something.
I think, very like practically designed jerseys.
The Raptors ones could look cool. Because you could have like faux kind of like lizard skin, right? Or like kind of crocodile-y looking.
As long as there's feathers, so it's anatomically correct. I think I'm there. What about the Raptor mascot? Should the Raptor mascot, who we love dearly, be updated with the scientific knowledge that Raptors did indeed have feathers?
Yeah, they could do like a rehatching, you know? I feel like because, you know, Stripes has kind of been relegated. Yeah. Stripes is it with the 905? Permanently, you got the raptor. You could have like another raptor, or you could just plaster some feathers onto the stilts raptor, because that would make it even more menacing.
I like that too. I think the idea, so like this actually play into the raptor as a mascot as well, because the concept of why raptors had feathers. We're going to get dorky dinosaur stuff right now, baby. They had them so it was for like agility and so that they could like maintain their balance climbing on rocks and cliffs and stuff like that as they tried to hunt their pterosaur prey and whatnot. And you could probably work in like a lot of stunts around like these sort of faux wings. They're more like ostrich wings in that they're not helping you fly or anything like that. But there is utility to them for balance and things like that. I feel like the raptor could really lean into the feathered side of things with his skits and whatnot and his on-court activities.
Sure.
I'm fully in on feathers now, Kate. The new logo for the team should just be a fossilized feather at the center of the court. How about that?
A fossil? No, because then it would be too much like Jurassic Park, the movie franchise. But I was going to say they've never done that.
Yeah. Well, they had like the fossil footprint, basically, of the ball and the claws.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think they should bring back, even though that fossil footprint, technically more like a T-Rex, because it didn't have the raptor claw involved in it anyway. Ooh! All right, I've reached it. Have just the raptor claw be like a secondary logo of some kind, and you work it into like the curvature of the words and the lettering on the numbers. Like you have like a sharp 23 with the end being all sharp like a raptor claw. That to me, Fred VanVleet's a way scarier basketball player if he's got claws on his numbers, Katie.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
I think we've reached the natural conclusion of this episode, Katie.
Claw font.
Yes, claw font and claw forwardness is what we're looking for here. We're looking for feathers on jerseys. This one went off the rails. But hey, it's always fun to talk about jerseys and fashion and design with you, Katie. Thank you so much for being here today. Do you have anything you would like to promote for the good people out there?
Yeah, I would like to promote. I'll promote my ongoing series at Dime.
Yes.
Which is called Small Screens, and the newest should be out today on the heels of game three, but the premise is treating the finals like a television show and recapping every game like a television show. And I will also promote Exits, the series I'm doing at Basketball Feelings, which I have to double check because the email for the Jazz's version was supposed to go out right before we started recording. But I don't think it landed in anybody's inbox.
So is that like the basketball gods trying to avoid everyone having to read about the sad-ass Utah Jazz?
It's a very sad, I will say, there's climate change worked into it. It's a very sad one, but I'm going to resend it. But you can read that at basketballfeelings.com.
I can confirm to you that it is not in my inbox just
thank
yet.
You.
So,
all right.
It'll have to be resent.
Substack.
Yeah, come on. What are we doing here? Even they don't want people to read about the Jazz. They have an anti-Jazz filter. But it will be lovely. If you're going to read anything about the Jazz, read Katie's Exits piece on the Utah Jazz, because it will be the best thing you find on the Utah Jazz and their exit. Katie, thank you so much for being here. Everyone, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back again tomorrow. Rafael Barlow from Locked On NBA Big Board is going to pop by. We're going to talk about the 33rd overall pick and learn about some prospects, baby. So we have that to look forward to on Friday to round out the week. Next week, we have all sorts of new fun planned. I think our pal Mike Richmond from Locked On Blazers is going to stop by because Blazers fans seem utterly delusional and just like think they're getting OG Anunoby, which is wild. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to crush some dreams in a crossover episode with Locked On Blazers host Mike Richmond next week, among other things. But thank you so much. We'll be back again on Friday to talk draft. Till then, see everybody. Bye-bye.